Morning. Let's worship the Lord. Our first election is going to be 255. We'll sing all four verses, okay? I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining everything. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where clouds arise and fears dismay.
Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come thanking you for loving us and caring for us. We come thanking you for being there for us. We also come thanking you for preparing the way before us. We ask you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, to help us to be loving, kind, humble, and obedient. For we know by doing these things, we will be able to see your face in peace. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help us to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. We know, dear Father, that there are things that you have in store for us that we have not even imagined. So we know that ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what the Lord has in store for them that love him. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, travel, that we will be the kind of light that the world would look to. Let us show the world how Christians should and ought to live. Let us show the world how you've loved us and how we should love. Let us understand everything that you have imparted to us, and let us take it deep into our hearts and be faithful so we will not sin against God. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, travel through this land and country, that we will seek out souls that are lost, souls that are meeting and grouping in darkness, souls that know not Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins. Help us to teach them what thus says the Lord and the things that they must do. We also pray, dear Father, as we, your children, go to this land and country, that we will seek out our sick, our shut-in, and those who are in prison. Help us, your children, to go visit them. Help us to see them. Help us to give them part of our time. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we do these things, we will give full proof of our ministry, and we will become soul-seeking Christians for the cause of Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us be willing to set down at the table of brotherhood. Let us meet men on their own terms and bring them back to Christ. Let us teach them what thus says the Lord so they can come and stand forceful and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of the preacher brothers who stand and declare your word. Give them longevity of life. Help them to make full proof of their ministry and give a good account of their stewardship while here on this earth they live. Help us as your children to come in record numbers, to hear these words, to receive these words, and to live by them. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, let us take other souls hand in hand and arm in arm. Teach them to wear the cross so they can march with us on to glory. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that we will seek out our sick, our shut-in, those who feel downtrodden, those who feel lost. Help us, your children, to get to them, to teach them, for we're the only link that they might have. Help us to teach them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. And when they come, let them remain firm and stand steadfast on the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, you will look down upon us and give us your approval. You will help us to soar with wings of evil all over this land, and we will stand firm on the word of God. And if we've done all of these things that you have commanded of us, we pray that you will look down upon us and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many. And this will surely be enough. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Next election is number 159. I gave my life for thee.